Hello, world. Welcome to WFHR's Rapid Support, proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic for this August 19th, 2025. Have your host, James, here. We're joined right now by our great friends from the United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties. We have Danny Schalk with us right now. She is the 211 director over there. Danny, how close did I get with that last name?
Perfect.
Oh, yeah?
100%.
Oh, boy. We got to mark that down. Thank you so much for being here, Danny. We appreciate you. Certainly appreciate our friends from the United Way. It's nice of you to give Terry a break from me. Appreciate you being in. And there, no, we send a shout out to everybody over at the United Way and how much
busy gal.
Definitely all of you are. And I can only imagine how busy you are as a 211 director. Mm-hmm. If you don't mind, Danny, before we get into some of the busyness that you guys have had going on in the last couple of weeks, can we remind the audience of this great resource we have in our communities, 211?
211 offers information and referral services for local areas for anyone that's impacted regarding disaster, or if you're in need of rental assistance, housing assistance, utility assistance, and even if you needed some AODA assistance, we do offer supportive listening skills and we can get you connected to local carriers.
My mom discovered 211 when we first moved here because she didn't know when garbage and recycling went
up. Exactly.
And she was so worried about it and everything. And she has been calling it ever since. She has called you guys many, many times over the last couple of decades and everything, or last decade or so. And I myself had not really used 211. I didn't have a lot of needs for it or anything like that. But I called last month or a couple months ago, and was looking for dental services and things like that in the area. And man, the resources and things that were available that I didn't find online, that I didn't hear from the word of mouth or anything like that, 211 gave me those resources. Like, I am internally thankful for that. Anybody with tube pain knows what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. Like, it was such a great resource, and it took maybe 5 minutes, maybe not even. I may have even talked to you, Danny. I mean,
probably.
It wasn't a very long conversation, and boom, boom, I got a couple of options, and I was like, okay, that's great. I'll work with those and see where I go from there. It was such a great resource, and it was so quick and available. And maybe one of the greatest selling points I think the 211 has is the people. You're talking to a human being, and that goes a long way for people nowadays. I don't mean anything against, you know, public service or some of the computer programs we have and some of those things. I think there's some good ones, some bad ones. But there's nothing like being able to talk to a human being and really having that empathy on the other end.
Correct. And that's one of the main things. We get a lot of people that state they're so happy that they can actually speak with somebody and that they're doing it online. And let's keep in mind, we do have a community that might not have access to internet. So you can just make that phone call. You do not have to stay on the line and write down every single referral. We can send those to you via text message also, or via email if you could.
So much above and beyond that 211 does, mm-hmm. that is so much above beyond expectation. And that's really something the United Way is known for as well, going above and beyond. On our morning show earlier, we were talking about Stuff the Bus and some of the numbers from that. I was able to read off those from your newsletter, which I encourage everybody to sign up for at uwswac.org. Along with kind of, random questions like mine and everything, there are certainly some really important things that 211 is also doing day to day. And recently, you guys have been helping with the floods in Milwaukee and handling some of that. Danny, you told me a stat before we went on the air here of the amount of calls that you guys have been taking at 211 services. Can you give me that number again for our audience?
Sure. The total number so far as of 8 a.m. this morning, with combined other United Ways that have been taking the calls, 211, is over 21,000, about 21,498 calls from individuals that were providing damage reports to us, so we can get that into emergency management and get them some relief.
It's amazing work, and work that is going to help so many people, especially people that may not get that work, that help otherwise, or get those services as fast as they will thanks to 211.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's also got to be noted as well, I think, too, that the residents over there knew they could call 211, that information was there, that they are that quick to go to it. I think that most every kid that's listening right now, or anybody that grew up in America here, we know 911. We are taught that very early on. I feel like 211 is getting to a at least locally, you know, on that level, mm-hmm. of it's just right away. It's okay, I need help, I'm going to call 211, or I need assistance with something, or I just need answers.
Correct. Correct. And, you know, even with the growing numbers of mental health awareness, there is going to be something coming out probably after the first of the year where 211 will providing peer support specialist services too. But just keep in mind that you can always call and get supportive listening in the community. Even if you're an elder and you just need to talk, we can get you connected to local resources.
It's another one of these things, and I talk to Terry all the time about this, about how in tune the United Way is with its community and understanding that, well, the services are great, but are these services going to help our community? What are services we can do to help our communities? And we know certainly like here in Rapids where we have an older population. And so being able to work with them and meet them more than halfway, over half the way you're meeting them to be able to get this information to them. Again, above and beyond. It's really amazing work. And then there's the opportunity for, I think, other communities and other cities that might not have that same thing, but helping them in other ways. 211 is so versatile in that regard.
Right. And also, if you're interested, always just contact United Way 211, and we could possibly get you in the resource database also. There's many offices, programs, and that are still that we don't have a listing for. So just feel free, give us a call, talk to Terry, or even just call us, and we can get you into the database.
One other thing that you make me think about there, Danny, too, is if you have questions or want to know things and you call there and your guys are not able to find the answers, you'll help them find the answers. You guys are going to give them resources or where to go and put them in the right direction. I think that's a really awesome thing, too, to be able to do.
Absolutely. We have a wide range, and our database is very large. So we can look for it. We'll investigate for you while you're on the phone with us. And if we can't find it, we will send you text message or email once we do.
Danny, one of the things that I like to do with this show, especially when it comes to like our representatives or our law enforcement or firefighters or our nonprofits, is certainly show the human being behind what is going on here. And when you call 211, you're not seeing anybody, you're hearing a voice and all that. But there's a lot of people behind that voice. There's a lot of work being done by that. When it comes to our local 211 department, mm-hmm. How many people do you have in that department? How many people are working there, 211?
For 211, there's myself. I'm the 211 director. And then there's Lynn. She is our resource manager. So the two of us work our database and take the calls.
I really wanted to shout you both out and appreciate you guys, but also let our audience know of how much two people are handling in our area, and that's a lot on your guys' shoulders. We really appreciate that. Also important to have a little patience when you're making these calls. You are talking to a real person, not a computer like you. We got a little bit used to that. We kind of just yelling representative into the phone. Mm-hmm. You know, here you're talking to a human being. Have some kindness, have some patience, and treat them well because they're working just as hard as you need them to. To be able to do some of this.
And we pretty much mastered it pretty well. There's usually not a long wait time, but right now with what's been going on, there's a higher call volume time than normal. But other than that, I think I see some relief here in the upcoming days. So,
yeah, and here's hoping. And going back to the situation in Milwaukee, were there any other stats or any other information you wanted to touch on regarding that?
Just basically that, you know, right now they would like people, as far as if they're loss of food, just to call 211 and they'll get you connected to a disaster relief food fund that you can apply for. And if approved, you can get your food refurbished in your card.
If you happen to know anybody in the Milwaukee area that has not been able to reach out or get into help or know some of these things, please spread the word about that. Mm-hmm. We know how big media can be, social media or the work that we're doing right now, Danny, but word of mouth goes so far. So spreading the word about this is really encouraged.
And something I want to add to that is please look onto our Facebook page, United Way Southwood, Adams County. That's UWSWAC.org. Please look on the Facebook page. We list things daily. Just so you're aware of what's going on in the community.
Always like to encourage people to find you guys on social media, share your posts on their page. Mm-hmm. You just don't know who might see them otherwise. It's a great idea. Another great way is when we have fundraisers, when we have events going on with the United Way, being a part of them, whether it is donations or volunteering, it all adds up and it's all appreciated. I think one fun way of doing that is getting some gear, getting some new, you need a new shirt, need a new sweater. Got winter around the corner. The United Way has a campaign apparel order on their website.
Correct.
You can check out right now. I encourage you to do that. I will be doing that with my mom later. I just don't know what size she is. I let her pick it out. I don't want to look at the size. I'll let her pick the size. But we'll be doing that a little bit later. I encourage you to do that. Doing that is not only a great way to support the United Way, but to show your support to the community and where you stand on this.
And we
one.
Love pictures. So submit pictures, anything that you receive from United Way.
That's
we love
idea.
To put that online.
Danny, appreciate you so much hanging out with us and going over these questions and everything. I usually wrap up an interview with, if people have follow-up questions, how can they reach you? I guess we kind of covered that already. Yes. 211, I guess. But we encourage you to also, as Danny mentioned, the website, uwswac.org. Be sure to bookmark that webpage. Visit it often and sign up for the United Way newsletter. We've got a lot of newsletters around here. Sign up for that newsletter from the United Way and sign up for all of them. But go to uwswac.org to find out more information. And again, on social media, like their page and share their posts on your page. You just don't know who might see it otherwise. Danny, we'll talk again soon. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
And a big thank you to all of you for joining us for another edition of WFHR's Rapid Support, proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic.